Tonight's guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight comes from just over the state line in Stamford, Connecticut. She has a lovely singing voice and a brand new EP of original songs, one of which we'll share with you tonight. I'd like to introduce you to Jennifer Harper. Jennifer, thanks so much for being with me tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
As I mentioned, you're a Connecticut resident these days, but from what I understand, you're originally from the Washington, D.C. area?
That's right. And then I spent some time in New York City as well before moving to Stamford.
I hear that your family was very musical.
Yeah, everybody was. My father used to play the piano and sing, write songs, improvise. My mother played guitar and sang Pete Seeger songs and folk songs. My sister played piano, the other one played flute. So yeah, it was very busy with music in my house.
I understand that you studied classical piano from when you were very young, but then you taught yourself the songs that you heard on the radio. Now, we often hear about the piano teacher who becomes horrified when the student learns contemporary music. Was that difference in musical styles ever a conflict for you?
I wouldn't say it was a conflict. I would just say I moved away from classical and really started moving into what I enjoyed more. It was a natural movement away from classical. I definitely still have a love of classical, and I'm really excited that I was able to have an 11-piece string ensemble in this new EP. There is a little bit of a classical feel in one of the songs, and it's an instrumental, actually, that I do have on the EP.
When you were growing up, who were your favorite artists?
I was very influenced by Carole King and Cat Stevens, and they really influenced my writing style a lot. I also absolutely adored the Rolling Stones and David Bowie. There's those two sides to me in my music, and they come out, as you'll hear in Little White Lies, it's just sort of the stronger side of me, bringing out sort of my inner Chrissy Hynde. I was really fortunate in that song because I was able to work with some of the best players of our time, but also specifically Daryl Jones, who is the bass player for the Rolling Stones for the last 15 years. I was able to integrate a lot of my influences into the music that I'm doing now with the players that I have. The guitar player, Dean Parks, also worked with Carole King, and I mean, it was just really an incredible time for me in my life to be able to take all those influences that I had as a child and be able to realize working with a lot of these people who worked with them.
I take it that this brand new EP has been a long-standing dream for you. Why was this the right time to really pull it together and make it happen?
Do we ever know why things are the right time? I think I was at a certain point of surrender in my life where I was ready to move to the next level, and I was ready to embrace what I could do best in this world to share the gifts that I had.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, Stamford, Connecticut's Jennifer Harper. Jennifer, I know that you're also a mom of three. You come from a musical background. Are your kids musical?
Yeah, they are, actually. My son started out with guitar and sax, and now he just loves to play drums. He does a little bit of piano, so he's sort of an all-around musician. My other two like to play piano, and the younger one now wants to get into drums. My daughter also started violin at school. I'm not quite sure where it's going to end up, but that's fine.
The songs I've listened to from your new EP seem derived from your personal experience. In the beginning, you were learning someone else's music, and no matter what the genre, that's quite different than writing your own material. When was it that you decided that you could write your own songs?
I don't know that that was a decision. I think it just started happening. I did have assignments when I was studying classical to write. It was a way that I was able to express my inner feelings. I did have a pivotal experience when I was in New York. I met a man named Billy Davis. He wrote with Berry Gordy back in the Motown days, and he was actually the founder of the original Four Tops. And he encouraged me and showed me really that I was a songwriter, that I could put together my ideas and make my own music.
Jennifer, how do you actually go about writing a song? What's your process like?
I'm definitely a lyrics person first. A lot of times I just need to journal, just write and write and write and write. And sometimes songs come out really quickly and it's just like, boom, they're there. And I don't even know how it happened. And those are real gifts. But sometimes they have to really work at it, and I have to go back and I look at what was I trying to express here. When I do take it to the piano, I really feel the music, then it really comes alive. I studied a lot of Shakespeare, so funny enough, I do think that that has a big influence on me.
Tell me a little bit more about this new EP called All the Love. Where did you record it?
Partially in New York and partially in L.A. It's co-produced by Haim Cotton and Tal Bergman. So I did the piano and strings in New York, and I did bass, guitar, drums out in L.A.
I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, singer-songwriter Jennifer Harper, in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. Well, your EP's just come out, Jennifer, and I'm sure you're anxious to play some dates in the area. What have you got coming up?
Started working with a booking agent, and I'm really excited about getting out there and sharing my music with people. We're going to be looking to book in the tri-state area all the way through to the end of the year. So the best way to find out about all of my upcoming shows is through my social media, because I'll be posting everything there. My website is jenniferharpermusic.com, and if you go there, you'll be able to connect to all my socials.
That's JenniferHarperHarper, the word music, and that all goes together with no spaces, JenniferHarperMusic.com. Jennifer, the song that we're going to share tonight is called Little White Lies. Did I read that this has a Rolling Stones influence as well?
Absolutely. I really wanted to bring out that side of me and get to that inner rock chick that I had residing somewhere inside of my heart for my life experience. I overheard something somebody said about Little White Lies, and I thought, wow, you know, that's kind of cool title for a song. And I thought it was a good starting point. It's a song of empowerment. It's about telling yourself you're fine and that you're taking care of yourself. It's about having a bad experience, having angry, hurt, sad, whatever it is, but finding your way out of it.
Jennifer Harper, best of luck with this brand new EP called All the Love and your musical career. I think you're off to a really fine start, and thanks for being my guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight tonight. Here's Jennifer Harper with Little White Lies on 100.7 WHUD.
You want me to tell you I don't want you, I don't need you, I don't think about you anymore, those feelings gone away. Me to tell you I don't love you, I don't miss you, I don't think about you every day, those feelings washed away. So I lie for you. Taking care of myself.